always blown away when I'm writing something. I'm in a shit mood because I'm disciplined and I stick to a routine because I'm never going to rely on catching lighting. I always write shit in the morning for a few hours. And often those 2 or 3 hours will be bullshit. Like in my head, I'll be going, this is shit. But I know there's some sort of half-assed ideas that I'm writing down. And sometimes I'll post them. And then the audience will go, hey, this is really fucking good. And it's like, oh my God, I felt so shit and I thought that was so crap. And then I get the opposite weird feedback. And that always happens. And almost any artist can relate to that. It's just, it's classic. But it always trips me up and I never get used to it. And I always have to fight through that feeling of when I'm feeling shit while writing, that my ideas, while they might be, well, I think they're shit, could be actually useful to someone else's brain/heart. So it's always hard to push through that. Like, for instance, this morning I wrote from six in the morning till 10 in the morning. It was one of the longest writing sessions. And everything I wrote, it felt like shit. And I just posted it. I don't know how it's going to go. But, yeah, a week ago, there was something, like a throwaway kind of thought. And then I scattered that amongst a whole bunch of other thoughts. And that ended up being the most shared thought of the entire little carousel, like of the whole series of other thoughts. There are other thoughts in there that I thought were better, but this dumbass throwaway thought that I just threw in at the last minute, I thought, fuck it, I'm putting it in, because I was coming up with nothing. It was like, too bad, this is all I've got. And it is kind of crazy to keep myself to this creative treadmill, because I have burnt out on it before when I once worked in advertising for 2 years, and I just got burnt out and thought I'm never working in that industry again. It's just like burnoutville, and especially when you're getting told off as well, and your stuff would never rarely see the light of day. But yeah, it's weird, that feeling of I'm writing this with almost like fumes coming off the top of my head, and I feel I might have talked about this in a podcast not long ago. I feel like this is almost a theme at the moment. Every fifth episode has been on this. But, yeah, that's what always seems to burn me out when I'm writing, is caring too much about writing something. And at the same time, but it's always that fine balance between caring a lot about what I'm doing and also not giving a fuck at the same time. And it's often that weird tension and lack of it between those two thoughts that often bring me to an interesting place. And it's often those after caring and thinking a particular thought through and how to take it to its logical, ridiculous end, and then thinking this is a good idea, and then going, okay, then I'm just going to say blah on my next one, and you go, and it has more energy. The thought that had just said blah blah had more energy than the 1 + 1 = 2. Now I've got, what's 2 + 3? Okay, that equals 5. And this, okay, that thought, it all weighs up and it makes sense. That logic and the dislogic in it, it all circles around and it forms a perfect thought. And it's often that thought that will be the one that no one resonates with, as opposed to the one where I've just gone, fuck it, and I've just spat onto the fucking computer or the keyboard. It's done it. And that's the one that the audience can feel that I haven't tried. I haven't gotten in the way of myself. That's the hard thing. It's like, it's so weird because, yeah, last week I felt like I was constantly getting in the way of myself, but then the audience responded as if I hadn't. So it's impossible. You can't control it. You just got to keep doing it and just seeing what happens. They say, that classic, you spend 10,000 hours on something to become really good at it or accomplished. I reckon I've spent 20,000 hours in my life, I'm near 50, at writing and coming up with ideas. I'm still none the wiser. I still have no idea how it works. I've got a sort of an idea, but yeah, it still wrong-foots me and confuses the shit out of me. But it's so funny, like, last week I spent hours and hours putting some shit together, and I feel like I'm strangling myself to do it, to give someone almost like a minute of enjoyment. It feels so weird, but I love that imbalance. That kind of thrills me about creativity as well. Like how, if I worked out how long it takes me to come up with a good idea through the hundreds of crap ideas that I come up with, it might average out at something like 7 or 10 hours to come up with one sentence that's interesting. It might be something like that. It might be something insane. So if all my ideas over my whole life took something like 7 or 8 hours to come up with one single good idea for 1 minute of enjoyment, maybe that's a crazy ratio, but it sort of feels like that. It feels like, yeah, hours of digging tunnels just for 1 minute of sunlight for an audience. It's weird. It thrills me. It weirdly thrills me I love that, like the duck working so hard to look with its feet underwater so it looks like it's gliding. I feel like the engineers down below in the Titanic while everyone's la-di-da-ing above board. I guess that's a bad analogy because the ship sinks. But the good thing about coming up with so many shit ideas is sometimes two shit ideas will get together and get it on, and they'll create a good idea. And I find that often happens. The more shit ideas I make, the more chance they're going to start inbreeding and then become something really beautiful. Inbreeding was probably a wrong analogy as well, but that it seems to work. All these crap ideas, they're not lost. They end up usually becoming something good. Three of them will get together and something good happens. And at the moment, because I don't have a project that I'm working on, really I'm just working on just some more poems that are about life in general and just thoughts on life in general. It's a big scope. It's kind of vast, and it gives me a lot of block when I'm not limiting my palate and I'm not focused on anything in particular, and all of a sudden it gives me a lot of room to just to feel like I just pause, I stiffen up. Yeah, it's not helpful, but I'm trying to write these poems that will go into a best of book, where I'm just going to put all my books, all my favourite poems, all my books into one book later this year. So that's kind of what I'm working towards, but I'm finding it harder to write these just random ideas as opposed to when I was writing my last book, which was Working Nine Lives, and I was focused on all the bullshit that happens in a workplace. That was easy to write, and some of my favourite stuff came from that because it was super focused. I thought at first by focusing in on the bullshit of work, that would actually stop me from writing, but it did the opposite. So now I'm starting to feel, yeah, just that weird, a lot of block. I'm constantly having to jumpstart myself. I'm constantly stalling, and I'm not finding that sort of that pure rhythm. And when I finish these crazy writing sessions, go 2 to 4 or 5 hours, stopping them is kind of difficult. Even though I know I get to a point where I'm just spluttering, but I don't want to wake up out of that. It feels like waking up into the shock of a new day where I've got to embrace reality again, and I can't be bothered. And so I'm almost caught between the bullshit of spluttering creativity and having to face the day again and waking up. Anyway, I've rambled on enough. If you'd like to leave a review wherever you're listening to this, that'd be amazing. Apple Podcasts or Not Instagram. What's the other one? Spotify. Yeah, that'd be amazing. Pretty pleasant.